The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
I always have problems falling asleep this time of year. It's partly because of the weather change, and this weekend, of course, partly because of the time change. My body doesn't adjust to time well. So the other night, as I was trying to fall asleep, I was just kind of trying to clear my thoughts and clear my day and trying to make myself fall asleep. And all of a sudden, a thought came to me and, well, woke me up. When do we start counting sheep? Why do we count sheep? And what's really at stake here when we try to go to bed and count sheep? I remember as a kid, I actually used to have a hard time falling asleep. My mind was always whirling. I was always so active and so busy, and it had a hard time winding down. So I attempted to count sheep. It never worked. Now, I realize it's not about sheep, per se. It's more about the counting process. It's almost like when they take you to the hospital and they put the gas on you, and they tell you to count backwards from 100. It's kind of clearing the mind and envisioning something, and hopefully resting your brain. Doesn't always work that well, and I find for me, well, it doesn't work well much at all. Because I'm wound up when I go to bed, and this time of year, counting sheep isn't the answer for me.